Home Study Lesson, Genesis 40 through 50, Unit 8. Preparation material for the Home Study Teacher. Summary of Daily Home Study Lessons. The following summary of the doctrines and principles students learned as they studied Genesis chapters 40 through 50, or Unit 8, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1, Genesis chapters 40 through 41. As students studied this lesson, they learned about Joseph's experience in prison and his gift to interpret dreams. From Joseph's example, they learned that when we help others recognize God's involvement in their lives, it can inspire them to act in faith. They also learned that if we follow the counsel of the prophets, then we will be better prepared to face difficulties. Day 2, Genesis chapters 42 through 46. In this lesson, students studied how Joseph dealt with his brothers who came to Egypt to buy food for their families. From this, they learned that sincere repentance includes acknowledging our wrongs and changing our hearts and actions. They also learned that if we are faithful, God can direct our lives and help us make trials become blessings for ourselves and others. Day 3, Genesis 47 through 49. In this lesson, students learned that Jacob and his posterity settled in the land of Goshen in Egypt. While there, Jacob gave blessings to Pharaoh, to his sons, and to his grandsons, Ephraim and Manasseh. Students learned that patriarchal blessings are given by inspiration of God. They declare our lineage and can warn us about our weaknesses, as well as tell us about our earthly and eternal possibilities. Day 4, Genesis 50. As they studied Genesis 50, students learned that if we let go of past offenses, we can bring peace to ourselves and our families. When others sin against us, we should leave judgment to God. From the Joseph Smith Translation additions to this chapter, students discovered that Joseph of Egypt received revelation about Moses and Joseph Smith, both of whom would be instrumental in delivering his descendants from physical and spiritual bondage. They also learned that the Book of Mormon and the Bible bring peace, truth, and a knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. Introduction. This lesson focuses on Genesis 45, which tells how Joseph made himself known to his brothers and how his brothers returned to Canaan to bring their father Jacob to Egypt. Suggestions for teaching. Genesis 45, 1 through 15. Joseph makes himself known to his brothers. Fill a glass 3/4 full of rice or wheat. Place a ping pong ball on the top, and then place the lid on the jar. Explain to the students that the ping pong ball represents them, and the rice or wheat represents trials and difficulties they face today in their homes, school, or community. Tip the jar upside down so the ping pong ball is buried by the rice or wheat, and invite students to describe some of these trials and afflictions. After students respond, shake the jar up and down until the ping pong ball rises to the top. Invite students to think of a principle that this illustration could teach about the life of Joseph, and that could help them know how to rise above their own trials and discouragements. Invite two students to take turns reading Genesis 45, 1 through 4 aloud. Ask half of the class to follow along and consider what Joseph might have been thinking and feeling. Ask the other half to follow along and consider what the brothers might have been thinking and feeling. After hearing Judah express his concern for his father and brother Benjamin, what do you think Joseph may have thought and felt as he decided to reveal his identity to his brothers? Verse 3 indicates that Joseph's brothers were troubled when Joseph told them who he was. What thoughts and feelings might Joseph's brothers have had when they learned that this Egyptian ruler was really their brother? Invite students to review what they have studied about Joseph and think about the trials and difficulties he experienced throughout his life. After students have had sufficient time, invite them to list the trials and difficulties on the board. Their list might include the following. Joseph's brothers hated him. His brothers threw him into a pit and then sold him into slavery. He was separated from his parents. He was tempted to be immoral. He was falsely accused. and he was kept in prison for years. Invite a student to read Genesis 45:5-8 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for Joseph's perspective about his trials. Have students report what they find. What did Joseph understand about his trials? Help students understand that Joseph recognized God's hand in his life. According to verse 8, who did Joseph say sent him to Egypt? What advice might Joseph give today to someone experiencing trials or difficulties in life? Students' answers may include something similar to the following principle. If we are faithful, God can direct our lives and help us make trials become blessings for ourselves and others. Using the student's words, you may want to write this principle on the board. Invite students to share experiences in which God has directed the course of their lives or the life of someone they know, and helped them make trials or difficulties become blessings. What has helped you remain faithful to God during the trials you have experienced in your life? You may wish to share how you have seen this principle in your own life. Encourage students to look for God's hand in their lives and to see how He can help us turn challenges to our benefit and the benefit of others. Remind students that Joseph's brothers were troubled at his presence when they discovered who he was. Why would the brothers have felt troubled? Invite a student to read Genesis 45:9-15 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how Joseph helped ease their concerns. Ask students to report what they find. How do you think Joseph and his brothers felt at this time? What can we learn from Joseph's response to his brothers and the joy he experienced as a result? Among other things, students may identify the following truth. Forgiving those who have wronged us helps us experience healing and peace. You may wish to write this principle on the board. To help students understand this principle better, consider sharing the account of Christopher Williams. Explain that while he was driving home one night, his car was struck by a drunk teenage driver, killing his pregnant wife and two of his children. President James E. Faust of the First Presidency referred to this experience in a general conference talk. Invite a student to read the following statement aloud. Ask the class to listen for why it is so important to forgive those who have wronged us. Quote, when a car crashed into Bishop Christopher Williams' vehicle, he had a decision to make, and it was to unconditionally forgive the driver who had caused the accident so that the healing process could take place unhampered. End quote. From The Healing Power of Forgiveness, Ensign Orleahona, May 2007. Explain that while it can be very difficult to forgive some wrongs against us, President Faust taught of the necessity to forgive others as soon as possible. Invite a student to read the following statement aloud. Quote, most of us need time to work through pain and loss. We can find all manner of reasons for postponing forgiveness. One of these reasons is waiting for the wrongdoers to repent before we forgive them. Yet such a delay causes us to forfeit the peace and happiness that could be ours. The folly of rehashing long past hurts does not bring happiness. Some hold grudges for a lifetime, unaware that courageously forgiving those who have wronged us is wholesome and therapeutic. Only as we rid ourselves of hatred and bitterness can the Lord put comfort into our hearts. End quote. Invite students to think about someone who may have hurt or wronged them. Ask them to consider what they can do to forgive so that they and others can experience greater healing and joy. Genesis 45, verse 16 through chapter 46, verse 34. Joseph's brothers return to Canaan and tell Jacob that Joseph is alive. Jacob and his family go to Egypt, where Jacob reunites with his son Joseph. Summarize Genesis 45:16 through 46:34 by explaining that when Pharaoh heard about Joseph's family, he sent Joseph's brothers back to Canaan with wagons loaded with food and gifts and invited Jacob's family to come to Egypt. When the brothers arrived home in Canaan, they told Jacob that Joseph was alive and in Egypt. At first, Jacob did not believe them, but when he saw the wagons, he said, quote, Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. End quote. Jacob took all of his family and their possessions and traveled to Egypt. On the way, the Lord spoke to Jacob in a vision and told him not to fear settling his family in Egypt, because he would be with Jacob and would make of him a great nation. Invite a student to read Genesis 46, 29, and 30 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and imagine the tender reunion between Joseph and his father, Jacob. Both Jacob and Joseph had likely thought that they would never see one another again in this life. How might their reunion have strengthened their trust in God and His plan for their lives? Conclude by inviting one or two students to share what they learned today that was meaningful to them and why it was important to them. Next unit, Exodus chapters 1 through 13. Ask students if they have ever seen someone courageously refuse to follow someone who is trying to get him or her to do something wrong. Explain that in the next unit, they will study about the Hebrew midwives who defied an evil command of Pharaoh and chose to obey God rather than man. Ask students, how would you feel if you were asked to go before the leader of the most powerful nation in the world and demand that he let God's people go? How many miraculous signs did Pharaoh need to witness before he finally softened his heart?